The one that, if I had to say a movie that was, this is the movie that will encourage you to go into the film industry, it will have had to have been the original Star Wars movie, which I remember driving from Ballyclare to Banbridge to watch it, because at the time Belfast might have been deemed a bit too dangerous at that very moment just because of the Troubles. Going to watch the film in Banbridge and then actually make my parents take me back there again the next night to watch it again.
That drive to Banbridge to see Star Wars, and you then find yourself eventually having made this move to film producer, movie producer, working with the greats, you know, Spielberg, Ridley Scott. I mean, it's an incredible story. As a pathway, how does it happen, Mark? I mean, at what point, first of all, do you think, I want to make a bit of a career in this industry? And number two, is it down to how much percentage luck, how much percentage good fortune, and how much graft and banging on doors to kick doors open almost?
I think, like with everything, there's a certain degree of luck, of being in the right place at the right time, which does have an effect. It literally is up to you how quickly you want to pass through this industry. You know, often people find their perfect niche. You know, they're somebody with an artist with a particular talent, and they find a niche that suits them, and great, they actually love doing what they do every day, whether that being a storyboard artist, whether that being a plasterer, because the plasterers in the film industry do some amazing work in the sets they build. They find the perfect niche.
Why is Northern Ireland attractive to the average listener who hears these stories about crews coming here? Why are movie makers and television production companies wanting to come to Northern Ireland to film?
You're going to produce a film and you decide, where am I going to go? Where might I make this film? The very first thing you'll do nowadays is say, okay, where can we reduce the hard cost of the production?
And that's attractive.
So in Northern Ireland, we're particularly lucky because we get the UK tax credit, and we have Northern Ireland Screen, which is the commission here. So you immediately come here and you've got two incentives. On top of that, you have, I think, often the next most important thing is studio space. 7 out of 10 times you need studio space if you're making a film. The next thing is, can you crew the film there? Well, the crews here have expanded, grown. The workforce here is very dedicated and very talented. So all of a sudden you're going, there's three of the big boxes. Then on top of that, you go locations. You know, often it's a mixture of studio and locations. And you come to Belfast and you go, gosh, look at the multitude of locations we can get within 45 minutes of where your studio base is going to be. We're slightly running out of capacity at the moment because Game of Thrones has come, it's stayed, it's been hugely successful. It's totally and utterly tied up, this studio space at the Paint Hall.
So is it being overly simplistic for me to say, worst case scenario is someone knocks on the door, wants to come here, and we have to turn around and say, I'm sorry, we haven't enough studio space, we can't facilitate you?
That's exactly how it is. We've had the advantage of the old Britvic bottling plant to go up to the next budget level, to be competing in the Your Highnesses, the Game of Thrones, you know, the Disney, the studio, the major studio arena. We need a bit more than that.
And there's return investment as well. I mean, you produced the first series of Game of Thrones. It kept coming back. Read a figure recently, someone estimating that it's been worth, what, about 100 or 110 million pounds to the local economy.
I believe it's 160 million pounds.
There we are, it's gone up all the time.
Yeah, no, I believe it is 160 million
pounds. Which is a phenomenal figure for one
show.
One show,
yes.
The other thing, of course, is that Game of Thrones doesn't come around all the time, but...
I know, but the important thing about that is we've proved we can do it.
Mm.
And, you know, whether you want to say it is or it isn't, it's perceived as the most successful television show of all time.
And that's good for us.
And the quality of that show is perceived to be as good a quality as you can possibly get. You know, so that gives Northern Ireland this huge seal of approval that, you know, we can't just do it. We can do it really well.
Is there one thing, one film that you really want to do, one project that you have in mind or an idea that you think that's the one that would just top everything so far?
The movie I'd really like to do is a Western.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I kind of grew up with all those
John Westerns, Wayne, Clint Eastwood.
John Clint Eastwood, you know, The Magnificent Seven, all those movies, loved them, and I would love to do a Western.
There were plenty of cowboys in Ballyclare all those years ago.
There are plenty. That's maybe where it came from.